Shari Tshuva in Shah Beis, it's not on the paper. He talks about different drachim when a person should do tshuva. So he says, Aderech HaChamishi is doing Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, a person has to, Liba Yochel Bekirba, you should be afraid, you should be scared, you should start tittering, because you're going to have a Yom Adin, the Gezah Adin is on Yom Kippur. And it's a time where you are supposed to cut down on doing business, taking care of other things, because of the Yom Adin's coming. And it says, man, where he says, where you've got to be, give more thought to your drachim. Now the shayla is, you always look in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you always find that the Olam's always busy. The Olam's always busy. There's always different mitzvahs to do. And we forget. And we're going to walk into Yom Kippur like suddenly it's going to hit you. You know, Monday afternoon's already Erev Yom Kippur, and I'm already sitting by Kol Nidre. I'm saying the tefillahs that we say before, and we're not really giving it much thought. I want to bring out a nekuda, which I think is a nekuda that's negiah to all of us. It's a nekuda which is not a hard nekuda, but it's a nekuda that shows that at least we're machshiv the days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and at least we have something in our hand that we can walk into Yom Kippur with. The Navi says, the Ribbono Shel'Olam told the Navi and said to him, why is Klal Yisrael saying Shov Over Delekim? It's a waste of time. It's a bunch of losers being an Oved Hashem. The Navi was giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, and he says, why were you talking against the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why were you saying, Ma betza ki shemanu mishmaratoi? What gain do we have from keeping the Torah? And Klal Yisrael answered back, Manid barnu. What did we say? We never said such a thing. And this is a vikuach that went on between the Navi and Klal Yisrael. The Navi turned up to Klal Yisrael saying, Musa, Chizko lai divreichem oma Hashem. V'amartim, and you said, you, Klal Yisrael, came along and said, Shov Eved Elokim, what's the big deal about being an Eved Hashem? It's not worth it. What we're going to gain from it? All it is a bunch of Yisurim involved. And Klal Yisrael turned around and said, Manit Baron, what did we say? We didn't say it. And the Shaila is asked, what is the Vikuch over here? Either Klal Yisrael said it or Klal Yisrael didn't say it. What's Pshat, the Navi coming along giving Musa to Klal Yisrael that you, this is what you said, this is what you did, this is what you want? And Klal Yisrael is saying, we never said such a thing. The Alter von Slabotka says, a Muridike Vot, that Klal Yisrael Taka never said anything. But the Ribbono Shel Olam understood from the way they are running their lives, from the way they are machshiv mitzvahs, the way they're learning, and the way they're davening, and the way they're makayim mitzvahs, it's in a way that you're saying to pain in the neck. It's in a way that you're giving the message across, shov over the lekim. It's like, it's too much, it's a waste of time, it's all about Yisurim. What do we need it for? Klal Yisrael never said it, but for their actions speak louder. From their actions and from the way they behaved, the Ribbono Shel Olam felt that Klal Yisrael was doing the mitzvahs in a way where it was a pain in the neck. And on that, the Rebbe Shlom sent the Navi to give Musa to Klal Yisrael, saying, why are you saying Shov Ovad Elokim? It's a waste of time. Not from what you said, you're right, Klal Yisrael never said it. But it's the way you acted that you gave the message across. And here I want to learn with you a piece of a Shari Tshuva, which I think is negir to all of us. And it's negir to this Nakuda. And it's something which I hold that al-chol apochus till Yom Kippur, it's something that perhaps we should be makabel on ourselves. It's not a big avoida. But I think that if we do it, we're sending a message. We're sending a message that we are machshiv these days. We are machshiv that the Rebbeinu Shlom is in town. Dil Shashem be motzei pshayis. The king came into town. He wants to get close to us. And we're not kicking him in the face. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, mitzvahs tefillin, mitzvahs mezuzah. Mitzvahs aseh, the mitzvahs aseh, v'hem bechlal kabolas malchus shemayim. Ki al kein nichtavu b'parashas Shemai Yisrael. Mitzvahs tefillin, mitzvahs mezuzah is a mitzvah, not only of, it's a regular mitzvah that I'm mechuyav to be mekayim, there's more to it. It's a chelek of kabolas el malchus shemayim. That's why it's written Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is kabbalah shel malchus shemayim. V'tuchal is bainan mizeh, and take a look, be mizbainan, think into it. The oynish mevatel mitzvahs elu. Somebody who's mevatel these mitzvahs. It's when a person's over an avera, a guy speaks lashon hara, lamazog. It doesn't mean that he's kicking the ribbono shelam in the face. It doesn't mean that he wants to throw away the yoke of Kabbalah Zeil Malchus Shemayim. He doesn't give it thought. He's so second nature. He slipped. There are certain mitzvahs that even though the lav is the same lav as any other of any other mitzvah, but when you don't do it, you're basically sending a message. Leave me alone. I don't need it. It's a pain in the neck. Ki ha'oynish, v'tuchel is b'nei mizeh, ha'oynish ha'mevatel mitzvahs eli, dafka these two mitzvahs. Ki hu shoiva oil, you're breaking the yoke. Menatek moiseris, you are breaking the reins that hold you back. Ukvai kadmu l'dabe al mitzvahs elu, and then he says on one other mitzvah. These two mitzvahs are mitzvahs that if I don't do them, stop. Have you ever heard of somebody having a yetzar not put on film? I can understand you have a yetzar to do something. Not to do something is a yetzar? No. It's pshat is, I don't care. Not putting up a mezuzah, not putting on film, is telling the Rebbeinu Shlom, leave me alone. I'll go along my way, the way I want to do it. Then there's one other mitzvah he talks about. Mitzvah tzitzis, Omer Rabbi Yisrael. Sha tzitzis meisefis kedusha. Tzitzis is meisef kedusha. Shenema, Mantizguru, Vasisim, because we some condition of the Kechem. Now, the Gam, Ki ein mitzvahs titzit, Zulossi, Amishe, Eshloi, Beger, Eshloi, Arba, Kanfois. It's not only a mitzvah of putting on titzit, on somebody who dafka has a beger that has four corners. Vim ein loi beger kazen, if he doesn't have such a beger, ein a chayiv liknoise, he doesn't have to buy one. Right, that's what Be'etzem, a lot of us think. You know, Be'etzem, I'm not mechuyev with the mitzvah. And why not? Because the chiyuv is only if I wear arba kanafis. If I have a beggar that has four corners, then I'm mechuyev to wear tzitzis. If I don't have four corners, no, it's a chumrah perhaps to put on tzitzis. But if it's too hot, or it's sweaty, nebuch, I can't be meisa nefesh to wear this beggar that mamush is a killer. So, I'm not mechuyev. Why? Because I don't have dal kamfus. Af gam zeis omra b'shena zichreina levrocha. Ki onesh yonesh li'itois batzora. There's a special onus put away for this. That b'shas tzora, when the Ribbono Shloilam kaviyochol, is b'shas, when there's a tzora in Klal Yisrael and there's a midas hadin, so then he's That's what we call payback day. Then he pays you back for everything. Till now he kept quiet. But on payback day he pays back everything. What are you going to pay back on not wearing tzitzis? Al davar shel chomad bilvovay. Because on something that you didn't lust, you didn't really want, yoifi amitzvah uschoro. You didn't want to do this mitzvah, you didn't have this cheshik to do this mitzvah, this beautiful mitzvah and it's scha. La va'avu save pnei dva chiyuv olav. You made it in a way where you didn't want to take the chiyuv on you. I'm not wearing four kanfas, but say that I'm not mechuyev. It says the Ribbono Shelolam, says the Chachomim, the Ribbono Shelolam on the Bashas Tzora, when there's a din, he'll pay back for one thing, that you didn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. You didn't go out your way, asher chomad belibe, chomad is a lashon from lust, that you didn't have that cheshek to be mekayim the mitzvah. You didn't even want to go out your way to get the beged to put it on. And here, this is a muridiki yisoid. A lot of us go through with a mindset, calls a man, I'm a chiyuv to move kind of mitzvah, I'll do it. I'll do it half-heartedly, but I'll do it. When I can get away, la halocha, I can come along and say, be'etzem, I'm not mechuyev. I'm mechuyev if I wear. So therefore, nishgefelech if I'm walking around Dalad Amos without tzitzis. Nishgefelech if I take it off because I have to play a very chosh of a game and it's more important than tzitzis. And it's no big deal if I walk around 3/4 of the day in my undershirt and there's no tzitzis. No big deal. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, onish, you're onish, because you sent a message. You're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam al davar shel chomad bilvovi yoifi ha-mitzvah. You have absolutely no yetzer hara or no yetzer ha-toiv. You're not interested in chapping around noch ha-mitzvah, another mitzvah. You're not interested in the schar of the mitzvah. You're not going to go out your way. You're playing with fire. What's the fire you're playing with? You're sending a message. This is exactly what the Novi Tainet. Klal Yisrael, Ribbono Shel Olam, is giving Musa, he's sending through the Navi. This is before the Churban. You're missing the boat. Klal Yisrael, you're missing the boat. You're telling me that you're not interested in being an Eved Hashem. You're telling me you're not interested in the yofi, in the beauty of doing a mitzvah. You're sending me a message that it's a pain in the neck. No problem. You're honestly eating but sorrow. When a sorrow will come, the Ribbono Shel Olam will pay back not only for not doing the mitzvah, but for not wanting to do the mitzvah. And it's interesting that the Rabbeinu Yoni brings down dafka these three mitzvahs, which are not, there's no such thing as not having a yetzer hara not to put on tzitzis. Well, what's the yetzer hara not to put on tzitzis? I can understand it. Guy has a yetzer hara. Evil red and lashon hara. Oh, it's a gishmak. Or whatever the Avera is. I can understand a guy wants to do a pa'ula where there's a taiva involved. Not to do. And dafkat mitzvahs that include Kabbalah's ul malchus shamayim. What message are we sending to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm not really interested in it. And it doesn't interest me. And it's too much for me. And leave me alone. And be'ite sara, says Rabbeinu Yoina. And be'ite sara means when there's a tzara, that means that there's a din in the world. So shtol zechvo. Aseret Yemei Teshuva. I'm not here to talk about the rest of the year. I'm here to talk about Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Where the halacha is that even somebody who during the year is not makpid, let's say on pas paltim, he should be makpid to eat dafka pas Yehudi. In America, it's Chol of Stam, Chol of Yisrael. People have certain hakpodas during a Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Their behavior is different. Their message, they're trying to get a message across that when the king is in town and I'm going to court in 3 or 4 days and there might be a gezar din, mi yichya mi yomus, I want to be on the right side of the page. Even though I can't be mekayim all the mitzvahs, but at least send the vibes that come from you. Should be vibes. I want to get closer to you. I want to be mekayim your mitzvahs. I'm willing to go out my way to do something that because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to do it. Is it so hard that during Asesa made tshuva, you can ask from a bocha that when he's walking around the dorms, or he's walking into the dining room, or he's playing a ball game, that he shouldn't wear tzitzis? Is that such a big kabbalah? Do you understand that if I do wear those tzitzis, which I never do, you're sending a message to Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm machshiv that it's Asesa made tshuva, I'm machshiv there's a Yom Kippur coming, I know I don't have a chance to make it through Yom Kippur, but at least I'm sending you a message. I want to get closer with you. I want to have some sort of shaychus, a machshiv the mitzvah. When we walk around, even in this building, I'm just getting a coffee. Who's the tzitzis? Forget about the mitzvah. What message are you telling the Ribbono Shel Olam? You're basically telling him in a four-letter word where to go. That's what you're telling him. Didn't think, I couldn't remember, I couldn't find it. Whatever you have to find to get dressed, to go out there, everybody manages to find. The right belt, the right pants, the right t-shirt. Everybody manages to be dressed punked the way they need it, and punked with the right sunglasses, and punked has to be on top of here, and the hair has to be up there. Exactly. Everything's all in place. That we understand and that we'll find. But the beged that tells the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm machshiv who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, that I'm machshiv his mitzvahs, chas v'shalom, somewhere in the, I left it in the wash, it's dirty, I can't find it, it's under my bed. I've only got one pair for everything else. I need three cupboards for all my clothes for all different occasions. But nobody has a shelf for their tzitzis. Because I don't need a shelf for the tzitzis. I just don't have one. Do you understand what we're sending the message to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shov Avedis Hashem. I'm telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a pain in the neck. It's a waste of time. Leave me alone. Let me chill. This is the time of my life that I have to have what we call my space. If I wear these tzitzis, I feel claustrophobic. Chas v'shalom, you know what I mean? I've got to feel free. That's the message we're sending. And in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to send such a message to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Forget about the pekelach of Averas that we're coming with, and the few mitzvahs that we come with. That's the message we're going to walk into Yom Kippur with. That's the message we're going to walk into a Ne'ilah and start screaming over there, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Hu Elokim, V'Mekabel El Malchus Shemayim. And then everybody's screaming it. Right, Ms. Morgan. And Rabbi Shalom looks at us and says, Kabbalas El Malchus Shemayim? What did you do for Kabbalas El Malchus Shemayim? Besides saying this word, lip service, what we call. With all the Kavanas that Art Scroll writes. It's lip service. Did we do anything? Did we show the Ribbono Shel Olam that we want to be Mekabel his Malchus Shemayim? Did we give Ribbono Shel Olam a message that will machshiv that our mitzvah is choshuv? Or is my toasted bread more important than putting on tefillin first? What are we sending the Ribbono Shel Olam a message? Is it too much to ask from a bocher during a sesame tshuva that from Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, by Tuesday night, Nebuch will be all over. Don't worry. It's only another few days to send the Ribbono Shel Olam the message that I'm machshiv a mitzvah, that I'm machshiv that I'm a yid. I wear his beged because I feel proud of it. It's funny, in the army, whether it's the Israeli army, the American army, you've never heard ever once a complaint on the kind of color or why do we have to have this kind of lavush in the army. Because everybody understands when you're in the army, there's a certain way that everybody gets dressed, there's a certain haircut that everybody takes. There's no chosmas. Nobody comes up and says, "Captain, you know, today's a hot day, I think we should all take off our jackets." It's unheard of. Rabbi say, we're going to war. We're going to war. We're going to be fighting for our lives in another 2 or 3 days. Fighting for our lives. Mi yichye mi yomus. And I always say, I'll say it again, life doesn't mean that you're going to drop dead. Life also means quality of life. Am I going to go through a year where I'm going to be the simcha? Am I going to go through a year of depression and yiyush? Am I going to go through a year where I'm never content with myself, whatever I'm doing, and nothing ever really works out the way I want it to? Or am I going to go through a year where I feel I got somewhere? That also goes into mi yichya mi yomus. Am I going to have a dead year or a live year? Quality of life is also considered chayim. We're going to war, we're going to go and fight, we're fighting. Yom Kippur is a fight for life and death. Yom Kippur is a fight whether my chaverim are going to have a refuah shleima. How many of us know of different bochrim who are nebuch suffering from yena maisa? How many of us went through the year with chaverim, mishpocha, that just dropped? This world all signed on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. What are we going to go to Yom Kippur with? Lip service? Lip service. That will span half an hour, 45 minutes, going through the Al Chait, and with a list of a vidui, and probably there's more porn going through your mind on Yom Kippur than any day of the year, because you're doing chazor on all your averas. And the Al Chait, this is all lip service. Have we done something to show the Ribon Yishloyim and Machshiv his Avodah? And Machshiv that it's Choshev to be an Oved Hashem? And Machshiv your mitzvahs? And Machshiv the Scha I'm going to get for the mitzvahs? And here's a little Nakuda, no big Mesiris Nefesh. Nothing out of the... Nobody's asking you to be Makabal, something out of the world. I don't think this is a fanatic idea of wearing the levush that the Ribbono Shel'olam says, you show that you're a Yid. You show you belong to Am Yisrael. I wear tefillin because I want to regain the kesher with the Ribbono Shel'olam again. I want to renew it every day. Ve'erastichli lo'olam, ve'erastichli b'tzedek v'mishpat. I wear tzitzis because I feel this is a lavush of a Yid. The Ribbono Shel'olam gave me a lavush to wear. I'm proud to be in the Ribbono Shel'olam's army. When was the last time you ever saw a captain or a general walk around in a t-shirt and slip-slops? Yeah. Where do you see that? Have you ever seen a captain walk in to speak to his soldiers in flip-flops, no socks? Torn jeans. You ever seen such a thing happen? Unheard of. Because I'm a chabad, what I stand for. The captain, the general in the army knows. What's haste? There's a covered. We stand up for him. We salute him. That the Fashtunkana Goy understands. But a Yid doesn't understand that when the Ribbono Shel'olam asks, just put on a pair of tzitzis. What am I asking from you? Wear the beggar that the Ribbono Shel'olam says that this shows that you're a Yid. That will be most of Kedusha in your life. We have to go in, we have to understand, we're going into a war. A Yom Kippur. It's 4 more days. You're talking about a Friday, a Shabbos, a Sunday, Monday night. By Tuesday night, there's a Gezeirat Din. And nobody knows what we're going to have during the year. And the last people who you think are going to get hit, leider, sometimes we were in shock. And it's all going to happen in 4 days' time. Let us come into the Yom Kippur. Let us come into this Milchama. Let us walk into this court case. Showing the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm machshiv avodas Hashem. I don't spit you in the face. I'm machshiv how I walk into a Beis HaMedrash. I'm machshiv that I'm a Yid. I'll wear tzitzis. I'll be makpid to wear tzitzis for the next few days. Let's take a Friday. It's an ongenomen halacha that tefillin is not put on before chatzos. It's like it's poshut. Efshar one Friday a year. Is it possible to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that I'm machshiv? It's a sefer made tshuva. My tefillas means something else. Efshar the olam. Taka, perhaps should think about it and say, you know what? Efshar Friday morning, I'll get up for Shachris. The first Friday of the year, I seriously made tshuva. I'll put on tefillin bizmanoi. I'll say Krishma bizmanoi. I'll be makabel ol malch shamayim bizmanoi. Just to show the vibes, give the vibes to the Ribbono Shel Olam to say, I have a yetzahara. It's hard for me. But I want to go down that road. I want to get closer to you. I want to have a chaim. Otherwise, we're walking into Yom Kippur saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what I mean? Let's get through this 24-hour lip service. When it comes to Ne'ilah, we'll all scream for those few minutes. And then, what do we have a leg to stand on? Where do we have a leg to stand on? Who's talking about averus and mitzvahs now? Contempt of court. That we understand. Contempt of court that we understand. That we can understand in the Gosha world, not walking into court with derech eretz. That we can understand. And when you walk into the Ribbono Shel Olam's court, that we don't understand. Melech, Malchiam, Lochim. And his court, when we walk in, and we walk in with, I do have tzitzis, I don't have tzitzis. They're dirty, I can't wear them. It's Balta Shaksu. Suddenly, the other mitzvahs start coming up. Suddenly, the ideas of everybody's ideas in different parts of Torah suddenly come flying out. Balta Shaksu, about this, about this. What message are we sending to the Ribbono Shel Olam? That much we can walk into to Aseres Yemei Teshuva. That much we can walk into our Yom Kippur. Saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm machshiv this man. I'm machshiv your mitzvahs. I'm sending you a message. I'm not telling you that I don't want. I have a Yetzirah. Okay. We'll take care of that slowly. But I really want to get closer with you. What vibes are we going to send to the Ribbono Shel Olam? That should be our Aveda, L'chol HaPochus, for the next 4 days. Nobody's telling you here to come and sit in 24/7. Nobody's telling you to make a Tanis Dibu. The whole Aseres Yemei Teshuva. We're not asking for too much. All we want is that the Ribbono Shel Olam should feel that L'chol HaPochus, yeah, I'm in Mem Teshari Tuma. I can't get out of it so quick. And even during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, it's not so pashut. Even during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, I'm falling. I'm not exactly going to the Mekomos HaKadoshim. Aber im kol ze, ich bin a Yid, and I put on tzitzis, and I'm being mekabel ol malchus shamayim bizmanoi, and I'm machshiv tefillin, and I'm willing to walk around with a pair of tzitzis. Nothing terrible if I walk around with tzitzis. Let it be as choshev as walking around with jeans. the chashivas that we don't even chap it, the vibes that we give to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that to that poor hoizen, to these hoizen that we call jeans. You know, as soon as I leave the base of medrash, I've got to, if I go out, I've got to wear jeans. Right back, I've got to wear jeans. Dos yo, dos fashte, that's how we understand. Oh, but tzitzis? To go dalat the amos without tzitzis? Do you know the shittest rishonim that hold you should wear tzitzis balayla, even? Besides being a shmirah. Besides being a shmirah, it's a shmirah as well. A lot of people don't take off the tzitzis by night. It's a shmirah. It's moisifik kedusha. Moisif kedusha. I don't think it's too much to ask, but I really believe, you know, Friday, especially Friday, you walk around over here, you know, there's no Seder, not that makes a difference if there was, if there wasn't. But the Olam walks around here till 5 minutes before Shabbos, in their undershirts, making their phone calls, making their coffees, making the things, going into the Eitzah, putting on the tefillin, where yeah with Derechat. How do you put on tefillin without tzitzis? How do you walk around Dalad Amos outside without tzitzis? L'chol ha'pachos, aseres imeid shuvah, let us be makabel to send those vibes that we can walk into a Yom Kippur not in a matzav of contempt of court. Let us walk into a Yom Kippur. Oh, l'chol ha'pachos, I'm telling you, Rabbi Shalom, you know what? Give me chayim, give me quality of life. Let me go through this year without all these nishainas, without all these depressions, without all this yush. Let me feel happy for one time. Let me feel content. How are we going to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for all this? With one thing, we want to get closer. We're machshiv the beggar that the Ribbono Shel Olam told us to wear. Well, machshivit l'chol ha'pachos, as much as everything, any other beggar that we have. A normal yid, has two or three pairs of tzitzis. It's a normal zach. You don't have another pair. What would happen if it gets puzzled? The normal thing, the same way as you have shirts, and the same way as you have different pairs of different styled hosen, you know. Tight at the top, tight at the bottom, tight here, tight there. And everybody has different styles. That we understand. That we understand. We have shelves and shelves of different, you know what I mean? Oh, but one pair of tzitzis I don't have. Forget about the two. One I don't have. Or one I never wear. Yovei Itois Hatzora, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Onish Ye Onish. Meridik Aloshim from Shari Tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam will pay back on that day for one thing, not because you didn't wear it. Because you don't want my mitzvahs. You don't want to have kesher with me. You're spitting me in the face. L'chol ha'pachos. Let us walk into a Yom Kippur without spitting the Ribbono Shel Olam in the face. And with that we will be Zeicha, Tataka, Haksiva, V'chasima, Toiva. How do you turn it off?